Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 21st, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a big success. Well, ladies, I trust that you all had a great weekend and are ready to take on the challenges and opportunities that will help you to accomplish your personal and business goals this week. Our show theme all this month has been developing the leader in you. You know, it's the single most important skill you need to take your business to the next level. And, of course, it's important as women that we start paying attention to where we need to improve and see how we can become masters in leadership. Today, our training topic will be CEO Power, Leading Your Company to Success. Also included in our lineup today, I Believe in the Power of Me. Of course, that is our overall theme for 2015. Four questions that will help you take action and get in touch with your inner power, which is so very, very important. Then, of course, we have a book excerpt from our book of the month, The Power of Focus for Women by Fran and Les Hewitt. And today, you are going to learn all about the five barriers. That's right. They have identified five barriers that can sometimes hold women back. And I want to share some information about that with you today. So get ready for great information that you'll be able to put to use right away in your personal life and in your business. So now is an awesome time to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, business associate, or family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening from your smart devices and listening from your desktop, please make sure you just go to your social network and let everyone know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air and have them to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, the live link to listen to the show from online is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. You know, this past weekend, I had the opportunity to really just take some time and do some reading and some catching up on some work that I had been actually procrastinating on. So I was very happy that I was able to get that work done and taken care of. And while I was reading, I happened to go back over a book that I had by Joe Vitale, which is one of my favorite law of attraction coaches. And if you've not visited his website, take a look at it. It's Joe Vitale, VITALE.com. Anyway, I recently purchased something that I really like. It's called Getting Started with the Secret Mirror 3.0. And of course, I am an avid believer in the law of attraction. I have studied it now for about the last 8 years, learned more and more each year, and I am thoroughly convinced, first of all, that sometimes when we read the Bible, we aren't seeing all of the things that God wants us to see. And a lot of information that's provided in the law of attraction, really God has already given that to us already in the Bible. He's told us awesome things like to guard your mind. And, of course, the mind that I believe he's talking about is our subconscious mind, for it controls about 95% of everything, all of our bodily. So when God says to guard our mind, That feels very, very important. And then, of course, God tells us to write our vision and to make it plain. And, of course, later I learned that it just doesn't mean to write it. What God is talking about is transferring the thought or the vision that you have out of the spiritual realm, which is lying within the subconscious system, and to get it out of the spiritual realm and bring it into the physical realm by writing it down. See, that is the way we are able to start manifesting and bringing things into fruition for ourselves. And so anyway, this law of attraction, I believe, is very real. I believe it has some very solid principles, and I believe that God himself really is the author of the law of attraction. He gave it to us first. He told us about how we can live our lives and what we actually need to do in order to have a more fruitful life, a more abundant life, have more joy in our lives. And so I think sometimes it's very interesting. People stray away from that which they don't know about. But I really do encourage all of you to learn more about how to connect with your subconscious mind, how to control your subconscious mind. And so as I was reading some of the materials from Joe Vitale, it really came back and reminded me of things that I needed to personally reflect on. And I want to just share that with you. The first thing that I really needed to reflect on is to recall my inner power, to remember that I was born with the power to succeed and to thrive and to have the things that come to my mind that I desire. And so it's so very, very important to constantly remind ourselves that no one has to give us the power and permission to do anything. We give our own selves the power. We give our own selves the permission to do things. And so many times we have a tendency to allow our own selves to get in the way of doing and being who we need to be. And so this past weekend, I had a beautiful conversation with my sister Veronica, and we talked about, how important it is not to let the past dictate the future and not let the past define the future. And some of the things that we shared and we discussed was literally about when I was a little girl. I had probably one of the most worst and documented cases of eczema ever. I mean, literally, I looked like a third-degree burn patient, and I suffered with that for several years, probably all the way through about fifth or sixth grade. And I remember just how I felt and how hard it was for me in having kids to pick at you and call you all kinds of names and really just to question why is this happening to me, and just, feeling like the ugly duckling. And so I dealt with that for a long time. And although God healed me and made me that beautiful swan, mentally there were a lot of mental scars. And so it impacted my adult life quite a bit. And I had to learn to overcome that. And I was reminding her in particular of talking literally to a therapist and the therapist sharing something with me that just stuck out in my mind. And the reason why is because this past weekend I've been writing the outline and information about my book, Getting Past Me, so that I can bless and share with other women how I did it. And so I was talking to a therapist one time, and she shared with me that the first step to healing and to really learning how to deal with your feelings and your emotions and all of the things that you've gone through and what you feel that others have done to you is to accept responsibility. And the one thing that stuck out to me as I was going through my notes and sharing this with my sister is that the therapist said that oftentimes individuals who are told that and suggested that they accept responsibility feel as though therapists are saying, you have to admit that it was your fault. But that's not true. You don't have to admit anything that is your fault, because oftentimes it is not. But what they are saying is that you must accept responsibility for everything that has happened to you in order to take control and move yourself to the next level. Move yourself to the way that you want to move yourself. And if you don't accept responsibility, you will be forever blaming others and waiting for someone else to move you to that next level. And oftentimes, that happens so much with a lot of people. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It could be you are you've always wanted to start a business, but for whatever reason, you weren't able to get there. You've not been able to start that business. It could be that you always feel like you get to a certain point with your dreams and your goals, and then you just never accomplish those dreams and goals. You just never are able to make it happen. And, you know, I'm going to tie this in for you because, okay, so I was talking to my sister. I was working on an outline for my new book, Getting Past Me, and then I was reading some things with Joe Vitale, and I clicked on one of his videos, and he began to talk about how oftentimes we want so many things in life, and we feel as though no matter what we do, it doesn't happen for us. Why is it happening for everybody else, and why isn't it happening for me? And so one of the things that he said that I felt was very profound is almost the same thing that the therapist was talking about, in that you have to accept responsibility, is that oftentimes we start pursuing our dreams and our goals, but there's one thing missing. So, and that one thing missing from the puzzle, guess what, is us. We're missing from that piece of the success puzzle that we need to implement and take action on. And oftentimes we look all around ourselves for the answer, and we look all around ourselves as to why something has happened to us and why we can't accomplish our dreams and goals, or why is it that every time we get to a certain spot with our dreams and goals, but they never come to fruition. And one of the things Joe Vitale was talking about is that oftentimes we're missing us in the equation. Oftentimes there is something going on with the belief level in us, with the belief system that we have, that is holding us back from accomplishing our dreams and our goals or whatever it is that we want to accomplish. And so I think it's very important that we realize that from the time we were born, all of us have been, you know, we have this belief system that really has been embedded in us from our experiences, our surroundings, the people that have loved us and raised us, our beautiful parents, from everyone. And what we must realize is that sometimes the dreams and the goals that we have that we want to accomplish are being held back because the belief system that we have is not supporting what it is that we want to do. Now, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that because I did all this weekend after I went over all of that, and I realized that I still had some beliefs that really need to be eliminated, gotten rid of, in order to move forward and accomplish some big dreams and goals that I would like to see come to fruition in my life. And so I ask that question of you. Do you have some beliefs that are holding you back? Perhaps it's for you to really take a look at what it is that's holding you back from accomplishing your dreams and your goals. What it is that's holding you back financially? Why haven't you pursued, or why haven't you been able to accomplish your financial goals, or why is it that you keep getting yourself back into debt over and over again? What are the things that are holding you back? What is it going to take for you to have a joyous life, not every other day or once in a while, but every single day? What is it? And you see, you have to go and you have to investigate and evaluate your belief system and make sure that the beliefs that you have somehow picked up and have embraced and adopted for yourself, you have to make sure that those beliefs, number one, are true, that they are valid, that they are justifiable. And then number two, you have to make sure that they are supporting and enhancing what it is that you want to accomplish and what it is that you want to do. And that was a big aha moment for me as I kind of put all of those things together that I have been participating in this weekend, and that is that again, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you want to achieve, you truly can do it. But if you have a belief system that lies deep within you, that is deeply rooted, that is not supportive or does not enhance what it is that you would like to have, then guess what? No matter how hard you try, things are not going to work out the way you would like because your belief system is causing you to fail. It's causing you to hold yourself back. And again, for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I have just been sharing what I was doing this weekend and sharing some things that I have been learning as I've been working on an outline for my book, Getting Past Me, and writing some things, and that I went back there and having various conversations and listening to Joe Vitale, who is a leading expert in the law of attraction, I began to look at some things. And the one thing that stuck out to me again was that we must have a belief system that supports whatever it is that we want to do or else we won't be able to do it. And so Dr. Vitale was, you know, he talked about that also as I was listening to a video that he did. He was talking about that very same thing. And so, again, there was a tie-in because I was just sharing with my sister how the therapist said that we must accept that responsibility for whatever has gone wrong in our lives, even though it wasn't our fault, and we must move forward in reclaiming our power and making sure that things that we want to accomplish can be done. And then, of course, listening to Dr. Joe Vitale that says that one of the biggest things that's missing out of the element in the law of attraction is that people, you know, they want things to happen. And he talked about the fact that the law of attraction is going to keep going and it's going to occur regardless. But, however, you must realize that in order for you to draw things to yourself, the law of attraction also requires action from you. Okay, it requires a certain belief system. It requires you to take action on things that you desire and that you have. Okay, and so that goes back to my definition of unshakable faith and why I believe and why I so fervently embrace that in unshakable faith is what we all must be practicing. And what that is a level of belief so deeply rooted within us, so embedded in our subconscious mind that it allows us to take swift and immediate action on all of our dreams, on all of our goals. It keeps us in a state of positivity and in a state of expectance to know that whatever we put our minds to, we will be able to bring it to us and to manifest it and to have it. And I truly, truly believe that. And I hope that you, those of you who are listening to the show today, I hope that you are receiving what I am saying and that you will take the opportunity to really just ask yourself that question, what I want in life, the things that I want, you know, financially, spiritually, relationship-wise, educational-wise, business-wise, all of these things that I want for myself, do I have a belief system that actually supports all of that? See, the one thing that I know about belief is that when you believe something, you are going to take fervent action, swift and immediate action on whatever it is that you believe in. Because it's not just a simple belief, but it is a convicted type of a belief. And conviction, when you believe something so fervently that it is convicted, it is a part of your inner working, then you have no choice. You are going to follow that. You are going to move with that. You are going to flow with it, and you are going to allow it, okay, to move you to each new dimension and level to get the things that you would like to have in life. And so that's what's so important about that type of unshakable faith. It's a convicted belief that's so deeply rooted in your subconscious system that it does nothing but take swift and immediate action on all of your dreams and your goals. And so I just want to remind you of that, my sisters. I just want to remind you that you are wonderfully and beautifully made and that anything that you put your mind to, anything that you put your heart to, you are able to accomplish it, provided that you have the right type of belief system going on within you. And that you must learn to evaluate constantly and fervently seek to find the answer for yourself. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and thank you so much for investing your time in being here with me this afternoon. We're going to go ahead and move right on into our Monday exercise, as we do every Monday, I Believe in the Power of Me. Now, these are four questions that I encourage you to ask yourself to stay in tune with who you are, to dig beneath the level of you so that you can get in tune with yourself and what it is that you want. Give you more clarity. The first question is, am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? Now, you know, there are a lot of women that I have talked to that say, you know what, Trina, it's not that I don't have the desire. I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know what I want. I don't know what my purpose is, okay? A lot of people have that same issue, and as a result, it causes them to stand still and to stay stagnant in their lives. Well, here's the thing. You just start right with where you are. You start in the now with you right now, and you just start with the small things. What is it that you would like to accomplish in your life or business within this next 7 days? What is that? Or what is it that you would like to accomplish in your life or business within this next 30 days? Start with where you are. If you're not used to visioning and if you've not been seeing results, then it's important for you to break it down. Number two, and I Believe in the Power of Me, is have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? I've shared throughout the show that habits are another one of those processes that lie deep within our subconscious mind. And what forms habits is when you repeat something over and over, maybe about 7 to 14 times, and when you repeat something, it becomes a habit. Okay, in other words, you start sending all these message relays to your subconscious mind after repeating that particular habit for so long that this is something that you want to do. This is something that you want your subconscious mind to record as an automated process. And so as a result, if you're not aware of it, a habit is an automated process that allows you to function and act oftentimes without actually thinking about how to do it. That's what a habit is. It's an automated process. And it is a system that was designed and created by God in order for us to function as humans. So we don't have to wait to get up and think about how to brush our teeth. We actually have learned how to do it. We know how to put the toothpaste on the toothbrush and how to put it to our teeth and start brushing, rinse, and then gargle. We know all of those things. And so we really don't have to think about it. It has become, for the majority, it has become an automated process. And so if you remember, when we have our children and they are small and we are teaching them things, we're teaching them things that will become automated habits. And so automated habits have been embedded in you from your parents, from your teachers, from people, places, and things. And some of those habits that have been embedded in you that you have adopted, that you have had automate within your subconscious psyche, are not good for you. They are habits that are actually working against what it is that you want to do. And so, again, you have to know where you have been, the habits that are working against you, before you can move forward and figure out what you need to do with those habits that are interfering with your success. And you can indeed do that. Number three, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Well, you know, the beautiful thing about taking your vision out of that spiritual realm, which is your mind, and bring it into the physical realm, which is the now, where we are now. You're hearing me talk in the now. One of the beautiful things is that once we are able to bring it out of our spiritual minds and put it onto paper, then we're able to start creating goals to support what it is that we would like to accomplish. And then from there, we can start also writing down and breaking those goals down and writing tasks, those to-do items to support those goals. I want to give you a side note and just let you know, though, one of the places that women have a tendency to get caught up in with their goal setting is that oftentimes we will list goals to support our vision, but the goals have not been given to-do items Also, even if we do list the to-do items, oftentimes we don't ask ourselves if the to-do item is going to be a challenge or whether or not we need to delegate it or whether or not we need to do it ourselves. And I think those are three of the things that we need to be asking ourselves about to-do items before we actually place them in our time management planner, okay? If you don't do that and you just start placing things in your calendar without evaluating whether it's a challenge and you need to find a solution for it before you put it into your calendar or whether you're going to delegate it or keep it, do it yourself, if you don't ask yourself those questions, then a lot of the times this is where most women get caught up at. This is where we have a snag. As a result, a whole month will go by and we can surely look in our calendars and see things that we had scheduled an activity for, all to see that it never got done, and we're just shuffling and moving things around. And I know that it has nothing to do with time management as much as it has to do with that we haven't broken things down enough. We haven't evaluated how we're going to get something accomplished before we actually schedule it. And that's very important, okay? Number four, last but not least, and I believe in the power of me, is have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Again, as I said before, we are emotional beings, and as such, oftentimes we run off of our emotions, and when we don't see our dreams and our goals come to pass, when we don't see them being accomplished, oftentimes it causes stress. Sometimes it can cause depression, and which causes us to procrastinate and just stand still. And before we know it, months, years, and sometimes even decades would have passed us by. And so we have to really remedy that. We have to stop doing that. And so to stop that, it's important to make sure that the goals that you have set have been broken down enough and that you need to create short-term goals. Now, here's why. A short-term goal can be a goal set for the day, for the week, or within a 30-day period, you know, or within a 90-day period. I prefer one-week goals and 30-day goals, okay, so that I can actually see something being accomplished right away. And the reason why we need to make sure that our long-term goals are broken down enough is because we need to be fed both mentally and spiritually that we have done something and it has come to pass. And so when we are not fed as women, when we have not been confirmed, when we have not seen something that we have accomplished, it causes us to internalize and lose hope often. And so this is why short-term goals are so important. And I think oftentimes as women, we're hard on ourselves, right? We can be very, very hard on ourselves to the point to where we just become stagnant, we procrastinate, and sometimes we even get angry and we don't do anything with our dreams, our desires, our goals, the things that we need. And so there you have it. I believe in the power of me. It's all about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's about on this journey of business. And ladies, let's keep in mind that this is a journey. It is never ending. It's going to continue on as long as we keep on. And there are going to be, along that journey, there are going to be failures, there are going to be mistakes, there are going to be things that we have not done. But the big thing is to not move on your journey knowing that you can improve and you can enhance your life, but you choose to stand still. That's when you are doing a disservice to yourself and thus a disservice to the one that created you, and you don't want to do that. It is indeed 12:20 hour, and again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I am your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I want to encourage all of you who are listening that if you have not visited Women About Biz lately, I would love for you to come on over to womenaboutbiz.com and take a visit. I also want you to check out one of our newest channels, Boss Ladies on the Move. In the top right menu bar, just hold your mouse over channels and select Boss Ladies on the Move, and of course, you will see everything that you need to know about this new channel and all of the things going on. Of course, Boss Ladies on the Move is an exclusive VIP membership program for women who are ready to take their business to the next level through branding,
promotions, and connections. And, of course, our primary mission of this program is to empower, uplift, honor, recognize, and celebrate women who are moving forward and making it happen in their lives. And, of course, the director of Boss Ladies on the Move is nobody other than Boss Lady Mae Merriweather herself. So make sure you go over to Boss Ladies on the Move and take a look at this wonderful VIP membership that combines promoting yourself, press releases, featured articles, all kinds of things that will help you, okay, plus the gold membership, all wrapped up into one for an exclusive elite VIP program at Women About Biz. So make sure that you go take a look. And over in the right-hand column, you can click on the VIP membership overview if you would like to learn more about it. Also, I want you to not forget to visit our Savvy Networking Women channel. That is also located up under channels in the top right menu bar. If you are at all want to learn about becoming the master of your networking system, learning how to network in a way to where you're actually able to see results, you're building your list, you're connecting with people, you're developing a relationship, then you are going to want to be a part of our Savvy Networking Women. And you can visit that channel, again, by holding your mouse over channels in the top right menu bar at womenaboutbiz.com and selecting Savvy Networking Women. We have so many wonderful channels for you to visit, and it's so important for you to make sure that you drop by Women About Biz at least twice weekly. Check us out, see what we are doing. Also, don't forget, also in the top right menu bar, you can hold your mouse over events and check out all of the different events that are getting ready to happen over at Women About Biz. If you've been too busy, haven't been able to get out to do some networking, and you are trying to figure out what other choices do you have, look no more. Introducing Busy Woman Virtual Networking, coming Tuesday, October the 20th, and hosted by one of our leaders, Teresa Johnson. This is an awesome opportunity for you to promote your business, meet other business women, and share resources all in the comfort of your home, your office, or wherever you are via telephone. And, of course, we call it Busy Woman Virtual Networking. And so I would encourage you that if you have an online business, especially if you offer a service that you can provide on a national level or products that you can sell on a national level, then you're going to want to be a part of our Busy Woman Virtual Networking, where you'll get the opportunity to meet other women. Also, after each virtual networking event, you will receive a list of all attendees and topic notes. And so, again, I want to encourage you to register for that. And you can read more about it, again, by holding your mouse over events and clicking on Busy Woman's Virtual Networking. It's the last link under events in the top right menu bar. We've got so much going on over at Women About Biz. And if you have not registered first and foremost as a free member, then I want to encourage you to do so. You simply go to Women About Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and hold your mouse over membership and click on Join Now. And once you go there, you'll see all of the membership selections. And, of course, if you're not familiar with us, who we are and what we do, then sign up for the Bronze Membership, which is our free membership. Become a part of our family of business women and learn all about us. I look forward to connecting with you and seeing that you have joined. It is 12:33 after the hour, and of course, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. We come on every single Monday, rain, shine, snow, sleet, it doesn't really matter. We come on every single Monday, including holidays. So make sure you mark it in your calendar, 12 noon Eastern time. And when you can't make it live on the show, then make sure you visit us at successfulwomanradio.com. And in the right-hand column, you'll see all of the previous broadcasts that you can push the play button on and listen to. So, again, if you have missed any of our broadcasts for this month, then I want to encourage you to go to Successful Woman Radio www.becomingaleader.com and listen to the past two episodes that we have had on becoming a leader, and you will find them right in that right-hand column. I want to go right now and quickly talk about the book, The Power of Focus for Women, written by Fran and Les Hewitt. Such a wonderful book. I actually have both books. There is The Power of Focus, written by Les Hewitt, and then there is The Power of Focus for Women, written by both Fran and Les Hewitt. And, of course, both books are extremely good. Now, The Power of Focus really is very good. It gives you a lot of sound principles and techniques for, you know, getting things done, running your business, and focusing more on the important things of business. And then, of course, The Power of Focus for Women really talks about what successful women need to know about the secret to conquering challenges and creating change in their lives. And there is one area of the book that I really like. I like all of the books, but there's one area in particular that I'm going to read to you today, and it's called The Five Barriers. In this book, Fran goes over five barriers that could be possibly holding you back, you know. The first barrier is coasting in your comfort zone. The second barrier is beware of apathy and indifference. The third barrier, we all know this one all too well, is fear. Fourth barrier is justifying your actions, and the fifth barrier is putting things off. Let's go ahead and start quickly with the first barrier. She says, we all love comfort, but unfortunately, it is one of the culprits that keeps us stuck. Even when we know we need to make changes, we often choose what feels safe and familiar instead of what we really want. We're great at making excuses, living in denial, and justifying why we choose to stay stuck. She said, for years, I was using a very old version of a database software. I could manipulate that program to do everything I wanted. My familiarity with it helped me to move and update files with speed and accuracy. Then as my business grew, I realized I needed to upgrade. That meant learning a whole new software program. I started making excuses to avoid making the change. Now isn't a good time. I would need to take classes in the evening. The thought of leaving my comfort zone was very threatening. I'm sure you can relate. And she goes on to say, how about requiring more of yourself so you can create better options? How about no longer waiting for someone else or your life circumstances to change before making a move? She says, everything truly rewarding lies outside of your comfort zone. The more you can stretch your capacity to experience a fuller life, the more rewarding life becomes. Constantly challenging your comfort levels will help you feel more alive, more passionate, and more confident about getting what you want. She says, understand there are no reassurances, guarantees, or parachutes to help you when you take the leap, but go ahead, take the leap anyway. In other words, don't coast in your comfort zone, but get out of your comfort zone, which is so very, very important. Here's number two, beware of apathy and indifference. She says, realizing your life is on hold because you're stuck in the comfort zone trap is quite different from another obstacle to change, apathy. Indifference and a lack of passion rob many women from taking calculated risks that will improve their circumstances. For some, it's their life load that's holding them back. They are burdened enough already. Change for these women is just another thing to do. Many are shut down emotionally. Life feels flat and joyless. They go about the motions of living, but they are dead inside. I call them the living dead. It's sad. Dead at 40, but not buried until they're 80. Perhaps you are thinking, there's no way I can get excited about my job. She says, I challenge you to change that. Feeling indifferent or bored is not a good return on many of the precious hours you invest at work. Our jobs need to be more fulfilling than just picking up a paycheck. Even the most menial work can become stimulating with the right attitude. What could you do to build your enthusiasm and boost your energy? She says, reignite the life inside of you. Banish indifference to sulk in the shadows. Don't dare settle for a life of survival when you are worth so much more. And again, not just for those of you who are working a 9-to-5, but think about those of you who are running your own company as well. Have you become complacent in your business? Have you developed apathy and you're not liking your business that much anymore, or because it requires you to do a lot of admin work that you don't like, you're having some indifferent feelings about the joy of your business? Then you must reevaluate, you must revamp, and you must go within your inner self and find that joy and remind yourself why you started your business in the first year. She says, fear usually appears when you're about to take a risk. The level of fear is proportional to the size of the risk. If you are making small changes, you may not feel too fearful. However, if you are planning major changes in your life, your fear is likely to be much greater. She says, I used to think I was the only person who felt fear. For me, it was a fear of rejection and humiliation. I would watch other women excelling in their lives, going back to school, creating new businesses, you know, competing for a job position and public speaking, and think, if only I wasn't so fearful, I could be just like them. Then after attending a seminar one day, I approached a wonderful speaker who had earned one of the highest awards in the professional speaking industry, the Council of Peer Award for Excellence, and asked her if she ever felt fear, and she blew me away with her reply. She said, all the time. All the time? And still she did it. Then I repeated the same question to all of the other fearless women who were doing so well. Of course, they all replied, I finally got the message. They felt the fear and did what they wanted to do anyway. I knew then I needed to confront my fear if I wanted to accomplish my goals. And she asked a question of you in her book. She says, what do you fear? Rejection, failure, being judged, humiliation, abandonment, success? What's at the top of your fear list? Moving on, number four is justifying your actions. She says, sometimes we don't want to open our eyes to reality because the truth is too painful. It's easier to justify and rationalize being stuck instead of making changes. She says, have you ever known someone who could not manage her money? Her bills were never paid on time, plus the credit cards were overused and abused, yet she can justify spending the money she doesn't have because she's addicted to shopping, just like fun-loving Nancy, a comic book character who's always in debt but can't seem to stay away from the stores. If the item looks absolutely darling on me, it's a yes, many people say. So some of the things that we have to do, ladies, is we have to stop justifying. We can no longer justify why we haven't started a business, why we haven't added a new service, why we haven't stopped the business that we're in because it's not right for us and found something that we like. Why we haven't told someone no when we know that we don't really want to do what it is that they've asked us to participate in. You see, we back our own selves into a corner and have a tendency to create our own fear trap. So we have to be very, very careful about that. And last but not least, in number five, the author talks about putting things off. If you hadn't already noticed, she says, procrastination is another major roadblock to change. Do you ever put things off? Just about everybody does to some degree or another. Here's the crash course to discovering why we play this stressful game. Check the list and see where you show up on it. You're bored. You are overwhelmed with work. Your confidence has slipped. You have low self-worth. You are doing work you don't really enjoy doing. You're easily distracted. You are just downright being lazy. Does any of those sound familiar with you, to you, on things that you're procrastinating about? And she goes on to talk about why we really have to move forward. She says, if you're saddled with the curse of procrastination, what can be done about it? There are, she says, several possible remedies. It helps to understand the link between energy levels and delay. The more tired you are, the more likely you are to dither. So get plenty of sleep and exercise. Deal with particular aversive tasks in the morning when energy levels tend to be higher. Another tip is to break down, of course, large projects into several small goals. As you complete each one, you are motivated to tackle the others. Personal routines are also good. Start establishing a set of steps for doing things automatically. There's less chance for diversion. So again, I just read for you from The Power of Focus for Women, the five barriers. And again, those five barriers were coasting in your comfort zone, beware of apathy and indifference, fear, Okay, number four, justifying your action. And last but not least, number five, putting things off. And so, of course, this is a really good book. I have it in my success library, and I encourage you, for those of you who don't have the book, The Power of Focus for Women by Fran and Les Hewitt, get it. Put it in your success library, and don't let it sit there. Start reading it and let it permeate through you as the wisdom from these two authors help you to move your life forward. It's 12:44 after the hour, and I'm just going to go ahead right now and go right into our hot topic, CEO power, leading your company to success. You know, when it comes down to it, ladies, the most important thing you can do for your business is learning to become the right type of CEO for your company. You know, the type of CEO that takes her company to the next level. Whether you are working from home, you have a commercial-based business, or somewhere in between, every business must have a leader. Remember when I explained to you the three most important roles that must be played out in a business? Do you remember what they are? You got it. They are, number one, laborer. Someone has to be the laborer. Someone has to do that grunt work. They have to make those gadgets. They have to provide that service. Number two was the manager. Someone has to carry out the company vision and make sure that the laborers are doing their job. And that's what the manager does. The manager takes care of the daily operations of the company. And then, last but not least, is really the entrepreneur visionary, the CEO, the person that drives the vision, creates the vision, and makes the vision so. And so this is the most important position in your company. And again, no matter how small you are in your business, no matter how large you are, every business has to have someone who will drive the vision of the company and ensure that revenue is being generated at all times. So, ladies, it means that you must step up to the plate in your leadership role and become the CEO that will drive your business to, guess what? Thrive like never before. So let's first talk about what a CEO is and what that person is actually responsible for. I know for some of you, you may have heard me talk about it before, but I think it's just really necessary as we move forward in talking about why leadership is so very, very important in your business. A CEO, known as the chief executive officer, is responsible for ensuring that the company's vision and goals are carried out. So the CEO makes high-level decisions that will enhance a power team of qualified individuals to, one, provide services and resources, two, manage the daily operations of the company, and three, sell the company's products and service. The CEO also develops a strategic plan to accomplish the vision, because you just can't have a vision and let everybody know what the vision is without giving them the how to get it done, right? Absolutely. Next, the CEO serves as the ambassador for the company, representing the company at events, meetings, and speaking engagements, finding ways to get in front of potential clients and customers, and developing partnerships, alliances, or collaborations to further grow the company's bottom line. And the CEO keeps a watchful eye on the company's spending habits. So the CEO must have a bird's eye view over the company at all times. And this is so very, very important. If you think about a bird, when that bird climbs up in the air and flies, that bird has a bird's eye view over the trees, over the buildings, over everything. That bird most of the time knows not to fly into a building, right? And so it's very important for you to have that bird's eye view. But here's the thing you need to know about being a leader, about being the CEO of your company. It's very difficult, ladies, to be the CEO when you are always keeping yourself in the labor role. I want to repeat that. It's very difficult being the CEO, the leader, the ambassador of your company, and having that bird's eye view that you need to have when you play the labor role. I want you to think about something for a minute. When you have your mind focused on, you know, doing the bookkeeping or designing the website or making the gadgets or creating whatever it is that you need to do, when you're in that labor role, you're baking the cookies, baking the brownies,
How often is it that you are actually thinking about how to grow the company? Because, you see, most women admit that when their mind is in the labor mode, they oftentimes do not think about that part of the business as the CEO. They abandon that role. And as you know, you can't abandon that role. If you were to hire someone to be the CEO in your company, guess what? And they abandon their position as the CEO, well, they would not be there very long, would they? And so you have to hold yourself to high standards in being the leader of your company. You see, being a small business owner, even if it's just you running the business, ladies, it still puts you in the position of being the CEO, regardless of how much money is coming into your company. And this means that your company must be a priority in all that you do on a daily basis if you want to accomplish your vision and your goals that you have set the path for. So there are six ways that I would like to share with you that I think are important for being the CEO of your company. Number one, of course, is know what generates income in your company. Be sure, be clear of it. Now, I would venture to say that if you have products that you are making or products or services that you're trying to sell and you've been trying to sell it and do it for a year or more and you have not been really generating any money, I think one of three things are going on. Number one is you either have not discovered your target market. Number two, the product or the service is not being marketed in the proper channel, okay? Or number three, the product or the service is not in demand and you have not created a demand for people to purchase it. It's one of those three things that are actually happening. And so you really have to think long and hard. Know what generates the money in your company. Know what's going to bring in money in a faster pace if you are properly marketing it and if you are clear on your target market. Here's number two. Determine the skills required of you to lead your company. Now, I've recommended this several times on the show before, but I want to say it again. You need to create a job description as the CEO of your company. You need to write a job description as though you were writing it for someone you were getting ready to hire. Before you put that job position in the paper, you've got to have a job description. Right? A position description that is going to explain the objective of the position description, what are the qualifications, and then also what are some of the position duties that are required. You've got to know what that is, and then you have to hold yourself to the same standards that you would hold an outside CEO to. Okay? Number three, develop your company vision, goals, and actions. Okay, that will be required to get it done. This is going to be very important. You need to do it in such a way that you can also delegate and share it with someone else as you develop those goals. Number four, set your company goals annually. And this is something that I think is very, very important for a leader. So I really think you guys, I want you to get this one. Set your company goals annually and plan quarterly with actions that will help you to accomplish your annual goals, okay? So, for example, if your financial goal is to generate $100,000 in sales within a 12-month period, then you'll need to figure out how many people you or your sales reps will need to talk to on a monthly basis in order to close a percentage of those, thereby helping you to meet your monthly goals. Number five, you need to create a structured follow-up system to hold yourself and your power team of people accountable to your goals, okay, accountable to your vision, which is so very, very important. And there you have it, six ways to start thinking like a CEO. Know what generates income. Number two, determine the skills required of you to lead the company. Number three, develop your company vision, goals, and action tasks. Number four, set your company goals annually, plan quarterly, and number five, create a structured follow-up system. And last but not least, and number six, is going to be creating your power team. And, of course, a power team is that group of individuals that have a particular talent, resource, or influence that can help you move your company forward. And, of course, that could be so many things, but for a smaller business, it can be anything from an administrative or virtual assistant an attorney, an accountant, a business consultant, bookkeeper, graphic designer, financial planner. So you have to determine who needs to be on your immediate power team. Who is it? And then you need to go about learning to be the right kind of leader for your company. Again, if you have not had a power talk with me, this is something that you can discuss with me about being the leader of your company and learning how to have a bird's eye view and holding yourself accountable. You can do that simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar closer to the end, look for coaching. Once you click on coaching, in the right-hand column, you can schedule a power talk. And there you can just complete the form and then schedule your power talk, and we can get going on brainstorming on better ways for you to be the leader your company needs you to be. Don't hang up that phone. We still have 5 minutes. I want to let you know about a group coaching program that's going on right at Women About Biz and how you can become a part of it. We've got a wonderful group coaching for the month of September as we come back to a school in our educational section of our membership at Women About Biz. And our group coaching is going to be held this Wednesday, the 23rd, and again next Wednesday, the 30th, at 8 p.m. in the evening. So this, ladies, is going to give you the time to get home from work, cook dinner, do whatever you got to do, or if you have some errands that you've got to run, it's going to give you time to do that and then get home, get ready for a great hour and a half of empowerment for you with your business. Now, our educational topic for group coaching for this month is Workflow 101. Again, Workflow 101. Managing a business can be, of course, as you know, very challenging, and often you'll have many moving parts that you must be able to keep up with. And Workflow 101 is all about helping you to develop a workflow system that is best for your business industry. So during this educational portion of coaching, you're going to learn in part one of the educational topic, Workflow 101, how to get clear on your daily task and create your daily operations plan. And then in part two, under implementation, you're going to learn how to manage your communication flow and put everything together and how to have a better consistent marketing workflow. So we're going to talk about this and more in our group coaching for September. And again, our educational topic is Workflow 101. So I want to encourage you to be a part of it. Go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar, and then select group coaching in the drop-down menu, and there you can register for group coaching. If you are a Gold member, don't forget to visit the Gold Member Center to pick up your registration code for registering. And again, I want to let you know we have a few spots left for group coaching, again, which starts on Wednesday. And I really want to encourage you that if you're looking for a way to be held accountable, if you're looking to take your business to the next level, if you're looking to truly be that CEO, then you need to know you don't have to do it all. Sometimes as women, we can just get so stubborn about that, but you don't have to do it all by yourself. So I want to encourage you, after the show is over, I want you to go to womenaboutbiz.com and go ahead and register for our group coaching that's happening on Wednesday the 23rd and Wednesday the 30th, all one program. Okay, and again, our educational topic is Workflow 101. We're going to show you how you can create a congruent workflow system that's going to work for you and your business. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to mention a few announcements to you and let you know about a couple of other things that are actually going on over at Women About Biz. Ladies, make sure if you've not joined the free membership, sign up today for our free membership. Get you better acquainted with who we are and what we do before you select one of our premium memberships. And then, of course, please make sure, all of you who are listening, make sure that you update your community profile. If you are a member and have not, let's make sure that you do that. We're going to get back into the mode with our social community with giving away some wonderful prizes and different things to get you motivated to connect and develop relationships with other business women. I'm so excited that you joined me today for Successful Woman Radio, and I want to just encourage you and leave you with this.
I want you to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone. Again, take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step so far beyond your comfort zone. Remember, you are wonderfully designed, wonderfully created. You have the power to be and do anything that you so choose to desire, as long as you have created a belief system that supports what you want. This is Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of Successful Woman Radio. Until next Monday, have a joyous and an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.